placemaking is the idea of utilizing a community's local assets in order to create quality public spaces that contribute to the well-being of the community and create a sense of belonging through place. Sylvia Blitzer-Glumbeck, a nonprofit consultant and secretary of the board of the Maryland Humanities Council, shares how public libraries serve as such spaces for local communities.
For many years, I felt disconnected from my local community. Living in Baltimore and commuting 4 hours a day to and from work in Washington, D.C., made it hard to engage with people and organizations in Baltimore. I needed a weekend activity to help me feel a sense of place and started volunteering at the local public library. A Project for Public Spaces blog post says, "When everything works together, libraries become places that anchor community life and bring people together. I can see this happening on any Saturday morning at the library. There are kids at the reading club table, handing out brochures and awards to encourage reading among their peers. A notice reminds patrons of the book club meeting in September to discuss The Boys in the Boat, this year's One Maryland, One Book selection. An exhibit about local history is co-sponsored with the Baltimore County Historical Society. The members of a neighborhood association are in the meeting room debating proposed zoning regulations with local officials. In the children's room, a dad and his child are lying on the floor, their heads on a pillow, and their minds in Curious George's Adventures in Spanish. A group chats by the new fiction shelves about last week's visit by a local author. Browsing the travel section, two women who had never met before find they will both be in Nepal at the same time. All around there are people helping other people learn French, algebra, a poem by Maya Angelou, and the life of a Jamestown settler. A new immigrant family requests a library card and can't wait to bring their relatives when they come for a visit. There is as much activity happening outside the library walls as people connect to its services online, from borrowing e-books to learning a language, using the research databases, and accessing tax forms, voter registration links, information for veterans, and so much more. On the surface, the only thing that public library users have in common is that they live within the same radius. But when they enter its domain, they meet as mystery book lovers, job seekers, chess aficionados, teachers, gardeners, beginning readers, wheelchair users, dog owners, and jazz fans. They come to learn, to laugh, to grow, to plan and make decisions, to play and to debate, to imagine and to understand. As Diantha Dow Shull writes, the more that libraries offer access to information, whether remotely or on-site, the more people seem to desire programs that bring them together in physical spaces, offering opportunities to discuss issues and share experiences in real time. This is why libraries today are described as the new public commons. They work as anchors of civic life that can help revitalize neighborhoods and strengthen people's pride in the place where they live.
More of Sylvia's insights on community engagement and social change can be found at a link to her blog at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.